If you got a Bible today, turn with us over into Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 7. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 7. We won't be long at preaching today, but I do appreciate how our hearts have been touched already this morning. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 7, verse number 7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Wouldn't that be a blessing if God would do something for you this morning? For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then being evil, and he knows we are, there's no good ones. It's not just some better than others. We all stand even at the foot of Calvary. We all needed the Savior, friend. It was no mistakes. He said, you being evil, don't think too high of yourself. We better realize that it all lives in us. And if there's any good in us, it's because He put it in us by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then He says this, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? Father, we love You today and thank You for this time together. Help me this morning in the preaching. Thank You, Lord, for the songs of Zion that's been sung. Thank You, Lord, there is a Beulah land. Thank You, Lord, there is a land fairer than day. We bless You and thank You for what You're doing, Lord, in these days, in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray and ask You, amen and amen. I'd like to preach this morning on a simple thought, just a few moments on some things we need to ask God for. A lot of times we're so busy asking, we forget about praising Him. I think a lot of times in our praying that we should praise Him before we go to asking Him. God's been good to me. God's been good to you. And He is a God that's worthy of all of our honor and all of our praise. He said He's a God you could ask and you could receive. He's a God you could knock and it'd be open. Aren't you glad we got a God that can hear you this morning? Aren't you glad we got a God that can see you and talk to you? I sure am glad I'm not worshiping Buddha this morning. I'm glad I'm not worshiping Confucius and wondering, can He hear me? I'm glad I've got a God that can hear me today. God that can hear you, and He hears all of His children. Isn't that amazing? Brother Squire spoke about that long table. Wouldn't that be amazing to have to answer all the children that He answers every day? I'm glad we've got a God that can sort us out individually. We're not a number. We're named. I'm glad He knows us by name, and He knows our nature, and He knows our need. Oh my, some things we need to ask God for this morning. I want to say, first of all, it'd do our church good to ask God to put fire back in our soul. Put fire back in our soul. Do you remember on the road to Emmaus? There two were walking. They'd been to the tomb. They'd heard that Jesus got up out of the grave. Jesus came walking along beside them. And He said, why are you so sad as you walk? They said, hadn't you heard? Said, hadn't you heard the one that was supposed to be the king of Israel? He's died and He's not even in the grave. Hadn't you heard? I want to say this morning, a good way for you to lose your fire on the way home is to go listening too much to down here and not go to looking too much up yonder. Hey, hey, listening down here can knock the fire out of you this morning. I'm afraid a lot of us, we've lost our fire on the way home. They were walking and sad, and Jesus came near to them, and he said, "Why are you so sad?" And they said, "Why, hadn't you heard?" And then they said, "We suppose some things to have happened." Many times letdowns in our life has come and knocked the fire out of us, and it's knocked the joy out of our heart. But wouldn't it be a blessing if God would put fire back in our soul? Do you remember the day when He found you and the joy you had, unspeakable and full of glory? But you got around a bunch of religious people and they knocked the fire out of you. You got around church too much and you forgot about what God had done for you. Honey, let me tell you, God has been good to us, and I love Him and I praise Him. No, we need the fire burning in our heart once again for the glory of God. This is what the Bible said. I've never seen it till this morning. The Bible said that He walked upon them and they were so sad as they went, and He started quoting the Word of God to them. And all of a sudden, He came near. And He broke bread and went home with them. And they realized it was the Lord. And when He vanished out of their sight, they said, "Didn't our heart burn within us when He talked to us by the Scripture?" That lets me know if we'll back off reading our Bible, we'll lose the fire, Brother Mike. If we look around about our circumstances, but aren't you glad we got a Bible this morning that's right and it's relevant and it's right on time? Aren't you glad you can look in the Word of God and put fire back in your heart for the glory of God? Oh, Psalmist David said he'd hid the Word in his heart. Jesus did not talk with them about their circumstances. Jesus did not commune with them about their troubles, and He did not talk and write in the newspaper of their day. But I tell you what our Lord did, Brother Daniel. He talked to them the Word of God, and the Word of God is still touching and talking and turning in the day and hour we live. We need the fire back in our soul this morning. Oh, the devil would have that fire to go out on you. Never let it blaze. That's what the devil tells me. It's too many people around here. Calm down a little bit. I love what a lady told me at the back door of the church Sunday morning. She said, "Preacher, turn the preaching up. We need preaching, and that's why we're here. Hallelujah. We can read a newspaper out yonder, but we need preaching back in the house of God." Amen. Oh, some things we need to ask God for. We need to ask God to simply put fire back in our soul. We need fire in our soul to warn people. To warn people. I love getting around people where the fire of God's burning in their soul. They bring a warmth to you in this cold and dark hour. Boy, we need a fire in our heart, not only to warn and warn, but we need a fire to witness. Oh, has God done anything for anybody? God has been so good to us. You say, "Preacher, well, I'm not an emotional type person." Well, let me tell you, what did you do when that hammer hit your finger? What did you do when your ball game lost last night? But honey, let me tell you, if there's ever been a time when the redeemed of the Lord should say so, it is this morning. It's never been this dark. It's never been this cold. And oh, Liberty Baptist Church, how God needs to put the fire back in our soul that we may say, "Thus saith the Word of God." There's nobody like the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoop, whoop. Well, glory. God's been good to me. And I love Him. And I praise Him. And I thank Him. He's in the fire building business this morning. Oh, some things we need to ask God for. Put the fire back in my soul. When singing would be sweet, preaching would be right. Amen. Some of y'all need to work on your amen or hallelujah.
Some of you need to sit up here in this spitting section. Yeah, may. I preached a revival down in Florida a couple weeks ago. First night, the front rows were filled. Second night, they're sitting in the middle of the church. Hallelujah. I'm glad there's a fire breathing in my heart this morning. I'm glad He ain't put the fire out. Thank God I got somebody to shout about. Hallelujah. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. Oh, God, put the fire back in my soul. Lord, that man sung about Beulah there. We ought to swung off the chandelier. Hey, hey, we're just going to heaven, that's all. Not a lot to get excited about, just going to heaven. This evening, me and the girls and the grandbabies, by the grace of God, we're going to load up, go to Tennessee to see Mother in that rest home. Little Levy come by. She is so excited. She seen me at church. She said, Pop, are we still going to stay the night tonight? I said, oh, glory. Wouldn't that be something if we realized where we was going and got excited about it? Thank God there'd be no night there. Hallelujah. Oh, God, put fire back in my soul. Let me burn for the glory of God. Oh, we need fire. Did anybody get help in the preaching wings tonight? Glad we had a preacher on fire. Hallelujah. The reason so many churches are so cold and dead, the fires went out. Ask God to put fire back in your soul this morning. Boy, I notice when you have fire in your soul, you don't have to change friends, they'll change you. You don't have to change environments, environments will change you. Oh, this morning, some things to ask God for. We need to ask Him to put fire back in our soul. Number two, we need to ask Him to put a fight back in our sling. Psalmist David, run to the battlefield. Saul said, put this on. He said, it don't fit me right. That lets me know we better stay little, amen. Saul was a big fella. Little David couldn't wear what Saul had. I'm telling you this, you might not be able to wear my shoes. I might not can wear your shoes. But whatever we got, we ought to use it for the glory of God. And trust Him in these last days. And ask God to fix the fight back in our sling this morning. Boy, we need to fight liberalism. It's amazing in America now how it seems like wrongs are right, rights are wrong. But honey, let me tell you what. This culture has not changed the Bible. The Bible's still right. The Bible's still on time. Hey, hey, is anybody glad they got a Bible this morning? Thank God we got a Bible. Hallelujah. Well, you say, we need to get some fight back in our sling. Some of y'all used to be able to throw a rock, but you quit throwing rocks. And I understand that. There's some things you ought to fight about. Y'all not fight each other, but we ought to fight liberalism. We ought to fight materialism. Let me tell you something. Yes, it's a pretty place to go to church. But honey, let me tell you, God will meet with His people back yonder in a stone bush someplace. I'm glad we ain't got to have all this, but we got to have Him. You hear me today? We ain't got to have all this, but we got to have Him. Some of the happiest times of my life, when me and Renee had put them two babies in the car seat, and they followed us wherever we took them. Amen. Mom and Dad is right now, they're on your toes. You think it's bad. Wait till they get big. They're going to swap places and get on your heart. Amen. But I'm going to tell you the most wonderful time I've ever had is going to the house of God with my wife and my babies. Hey, hey, we need to load our sling back and fight materialism. And it's not what you're chasing. It's who you got by the grace of God. It's okay to have things. It's wrong for things to have you. And when your things take you out of the house of God, you got too many things going on. Oh, we need to fight liberalism. We need to fight materialism. We need to fight Calvinism. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that loves sinners. He didn't die for one or two. He died for all. Glory to God. We need to fight universalism. I don't care what a Joel Osteen crowd's got to say this morning. There's still one way to heaven. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's still the blood of the Lamb. And everybody ain't going to heaven. Only the redeemed, born again by the grace of God, washed in the blood, is going to glory land. Thank God we need to fight universalism this morning. They've called me, won't you come speak? Because I'm not talking by her. And I'm not letting them use our church for her to get in our pulpit. You may not like that, honey, but let me tell you, it comes a time, if you're going to be old-fashioned, you better draw a line in the sand. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I wasn't going to preach long, but I lied. Boy, there's ever been a time we ought to ask God to put fight back in our sling. It's this one. You listen to me. We ought to not hate nobody. But it comes to a place. The world ought to not look like God's church. And the church ought to not look like His world. Come out from among them and be yourself. Now we've got a socialism gospel. Everybody says, everybody's going to heaven. This Bible said, few be there that find it. But I'm glad you know if you're going or not. I'm glad it's not a hope-so salvation. It's a no-so salvation. He said, I write these things unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Oh, God, has God been good to anybody this morning? I'm glad He saved us and washed us in His blood. And you must be born again. There's some of the best people in this county at this church this morning. But I wouldn't be much of a preacher to tell you if you'd do good, you'd go to heaven. This Bible says there's none good, no, not one. He sent His Son to take our place on the cross, took my sin, your sin, and hung and died that we may have life this morning and may have it abundantly through His Son. Boy, I'm glad I've been placed in Christ. Boy, when He sees me, He sees the blood. I'm glad I can go and petition Him by the throne of grace through the blood of His Son. I'm glad He's made us priests and kings. Let us sit in heavenly places by the blood of His Son. If you don't know Christ, hell will be your home. Universalism. Just do good. Just work good. Help the poor. Jesus said, you must be born again. I was raised in one of the greatest homes in America. Raised to do right, but I know there was something in me that wasn't right. But I'm glad in 1981, there was an old man come by my house. Told me about the dearest friend I've ever had. And when he left, God stayed. But that's not the end of the story. That next Sunday morning, by God's amazing grace, I came to an altar, got saved by the grace of God. I realize I'm not what I used to be. Thank God. I'm not what I could be. But hallelujah. I'm glad I ain't going where I used to go. Amen. Oh, ask God to put fire back in your soul. Put fight back in your sling. You ought to be fighting the world. You ought not be asking the world come entertain your children. Keep them under sound Bible preaching. Whole time singing. Holy Ghost praying. Let me tell you, the way our forefathers went to church is still good enough for me this morning. Jesus loves sinners. I don't care how long you've been doing it or how long. I don't care what you've been doing. There's a blood of Jesus that'll wash you clean this morning. Because Jesus loves sinners. You know why our churches don't grow more than they grow? We've got our doors too narrow. But I'll remind you, Jesus never cleaned a fish till He caught it first. Boy, I believe once you get saved, you ought to live for God. Act right, talk right, dress right, do right, spit white. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, you know you pastor a country church when they got a women's spit tune in the bathroom. Somebody say amen right there. Some of y'all slipping that red man in your jaw on break. Somebody say amen right there. But I can tell you one thing, friend. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that loves us. And I'm glad there's nothing we can do to make Him love us no more than what He loves us. Some of you went astray and the devil said, boy, look how far you are. He don't love you no more. I come into town to tell you this morning, there's a God in heaven that started loving you. He still loves you and He'll finish loving you. I'm glad He is a God of love and great compassion this morning. Don't think you're better than nobody else. I've never enjoyed being around. Nobody thought they was on a limb above me. Oh, if it wasn't for the grace of God, where would we be? You look around this building, there's all walks of life. But let me tell you, there's nobody here that could do good enough to get to heaven. But by the blood of Jesus, He can forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I thank God for that, don't you? Boy, we need to ask God for some things this morning. We need to ask God to put the fire back in our soul. Put a fight back in our sling. We need to ask God to put faith back in our Savior. You know, God can do anything. I mean, a lot of times we think our problem's bigger than our God, but it's not. I seen Brother John last Sunday. I knew he was burdened when he come out. That's one thing about pastoring. Nobody knows about till they've done it. You'll get to feeling the burden of your people. And when their heart is sad, your heart is sad. And I knew something was wrong with the Art family last Sunday, but I didn't say nothing. I just kept pondering and thinking. I went by their pew there this morning. And they was a smiling and a crying. I said, what's going on, John? He said, God has done something big for me this week. I'm going to tell you, there's a God that's still in the doing big business this week. Hey, Washington's not running heaven. Heaven's running this country. Thank God we got somebody can handle our situation. I've got good friends in this place. There comes a time when you can't do things for me like He can. And I love Him and I praise Him. We ought to put the faith back in our Savior. Did you notice when the boys in the storm Wednesday night, when they run to the Savior, things got to picking up? He can do anything this morning. Won't you ask God to put the faith back in your Savior? You remember when you'd walk with God and you thought He could just do anything? We need to get to walking back like that. And realize if God don't do it, then He's keeping us from something a lot worse. Because there are no mistakes to the children of God. God sees about the affairs of His children. And I sure am glad He can orchestrate our days. God, has God been good to anybody at Liberty Baptist Church? I realize it's Labor Day weekend and y'all done got all the two hot dogs for one. I know they're all waiting in the sink at home. But can we just have church a minute this morning and let this old-fashioned preacher tell you there's a God in heaven that can handle your situation. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Mom and daddies, Brother Donald, Brother Larry, Brother Jake, thank you, saints of God, that you've not thrown the towel in, that you can show a younger generation it can still work. Some of you young people, thank you for staying in love with Jesus that you can show other young people that it still works. Middle-aged people, thank you for staying with God, showing a middle-aged generation that it still works. God can do anything. You say, preacher, you don't understand what God's allowed happen in my life. That's right, He allowed it. Now what you need to do is pray and ask God to let you accept it. You're never going to get better till you forgive those that have done you wrong. Oh, we need to ask God to put faith back in our Savior. Then we need to ask God to put the fault back in ourself. Let me tell you whose fault it is many times. Mine. Brother Adam, I'm my worst enemy. I come in here sometimes... There's a lady helped me one morning. She's not here today. She told me I was over her house and she said something, Brother Jake. She said, preacher, could I help you in your preaching? I said, oh no.
I said, here it goes. I said, sure, what? She said, quit worrying about them folks that's not there and just feed us that's there. Now I know that wouldn't hurt none of y'all. But I pooched my lips out about 30 seconds. And I got to think about what my wife says so many times. The truth will set you free. I'm going to tell you this morning, our worst enemy is ourselves. We ought to put the fault back in ourselves. You know why your home's not where it can be? Turn your finger and look at you. You know why your church is not what you think it ought to be? Turn that finger and look at you. We ought to put the fault back in ourselves. Oh, it's me, oh God, it's me. And boy, we'd see Him high and lifted. We'd really realize it is me. You know why you don't want to go to church? It's not your church, it's you. You know why you don't want to read the Bible through the week? It's not your Bible, it's you. You know why Wednesday night don't even cross your mind? It's not the church, it's you. Put the fault back in self. Boy, I can tell you why I'm not rejoicing and shouting in my house. It's not my wife's issue. It's me. Go on, elbow him, lady. It'll be okay. I'll give you a point to elbow him this morning. I know you've been wanting to bust him all week. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. We ought to put the fault back in ourselves. My, how many times it's our fault the way things go. And then I want to say we ought to put the fear back in our sanctuary. Our God is a consuming fire. Listen, folks. I don't care what the norm message is in this day and hour. Jesus says there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Mom and Daddy, some of your children, they're going to die and go to hell if they don't get saved. That leads me to my last point. Put the fire back in our soul. Put the fight back in our sling. Put the faith back in our Savior. Put the fault back in our self. Put the fear back in our sanctuary, but put the fallen back in our sight. Boy, we need a burden for the lost. Miss Sherry, you come. Boy, we've had a great morning here today. I want to thank the Lord how good He's been to me. There's some of you sitting around here, if it wasn't for the grace of God, think where you'd be this morning. I can tell you some things you ought to ask God for. Lord, set my soul on fire. Let it burn in my heart again. Lord, put the fault back in myself and help me to get straightened up and live right and do right. Let me tell you, God's still in the blessing business, folks. It does pay to serve God. Oh, He may not come pay Friday, but let me tell you, God always pays. Some of you need to put faith back in your Savior. It's nothing too hard for you. I'd like to see some of you young people come around the altar this morning. Ask God to do something for you in your school and your friends. I'd like to see some of you older people come around the altar this morning. Say, God, I just want to thank You for what You've done for me. And God, there's some things I need to ask You for. Won't You put the faith back in your Savior this morning? Miss Sherry, please, this altar's open. Whatever you need.